先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
So let's read some passages in the Bible to start.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第二十五章。
Please turn to Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章
Matthew 25.
我想我们从十四节读起。
I'm going to start to read from verse 14.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey. He called his own slaves and entrusted his possession to them.To one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. So immediately the one who had received five talents went and traded with them and gained five more talents.
十九节
Verse 19.
十九到二十一节
19 through 21.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说：“主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them, and the one who had received five talents came up and brought five more talents, saying, Master, you entrust me five talents. See, I have gained five more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
这个比喻我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉啊。
I believe that all brothers and sisters are very familiar with this parable.
所以那个下面两千的也是一样，然后呢还有一千的，那么把银子买起来了。
So something happened to the one who had who received the two talents and the one who had one, he buried the one talent.
啊，我的重心呢就是在十九节最后那个要和他们算账。
So the emphasis of my message is on the last phrase in the verse 19, the settled accounts.
那么我们再请看希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章。
Chapter 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们。效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
第十七节
Verse 17.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this will be unprofitable for you.
我们最后看一下传道书，旧约的传道书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, Ecclesiastic.
第七章第八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8.
我们只读前一半就可以了。
On the first half.
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
这里的终局也就是那个结局。
So this end means a conclusion.
啊，那么刚才我们读的这些经文里面呢，有两个词啊，是今天晚上我们所要交通的。
So from the passage we just read, there's two phrases we'd like to fellowship on.
啊，一个是交账，另外一个呢就是结局。
So one is the settling the account, the other one is the end.
我相信我们刚才读过这些经文之后，弟兄姊妹都看得很清楚。
So I believe that after we read through these passages, brothers and sisters, we can see very clearly.
我昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲到了。
Last night I already mentioned this to you.
我这次来呢，我没有什么特别的负担要讲到。
So this time when I'm here, I didn't have a burden to share the message per se.
因为我们呢已经来到末后的时代。
Because now we're approaching the end of the age.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
The coming of the Lord is near.
主还留我们在地上。
And the Lord leave us still on earth.
这也是主所给我们的一个机会。
So God wants to give us an opportunity.
我们如果从圣经里面来看的话呢，
If we see this in the light of the Bible,
越是活在末后时代中的圣徒啊，是有更大的一个福分。
The saints who live near to the end receive greater blessing.
因为我们可能在我们的日子，
In our days,
我们能亲眼看见神在创世以前所预备那个荣耀的大计划，最后那个荣耀的结果。
Because those who live in the end, we're able to see the end of the God's plan, that how glorious it is.
弟兄姊妹，你想，这是多么令人兴奋的事情呢？
So this is a very exciting thing to see, to think.
我不知道你的感觉如何。
I'm not sure how you feel about it.
我每一次想到，我里面就很兴奋。
But to me, that whenever I think about, I got very excited.
我充满感谢。
And my heart is full of thanksgiving.
我说主啊，谢谢你把我留在这个最末了的时代。
Yeah, I wanted to thank the Lord that to allow me to live in the end of the age.
因为我可能有一个机会啊。
Because then I have opportunity.
能够亲眼看见整个人类的结局。
I can see with my own eyes the end of the humanity.
亲眼看见神工作的完成。
The conclusion of God's work.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的事情！
What a great thing it is.
所以这是主给我们极大的恩惠。
So God's giving us this great blessing.
没有一个弟兄姊妹可以轻看。
We should not take it lightly.
啊，这个机会非常不容易。
So it is very hard to get such an opportunity.
并且呢，我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
And the coming of the Lord is very, very near.
所以最后这一段时间是你我的机会。
So at the end of this, all this is our opportunity.
能不能抓住这个机会呢？
Whether we are able to get hold of this opportunity.
就看我们对神所要做这件事情，我们的态度如何。
It depends on our attitude.
那么圣经也告诉我们。
So in the Bible also tells us.
那么主降临的那个时刻。
When the Lord comes.
有的人会欢呼，有的人会欢喜地迎接主的再来。
Some will be joyful and they welcome Lord's coming.
但圣经也很严厉地提醒我们。
But also God gave us a very stern warning.
很可能有一些人呢，要懊悔。
Because others,They may repent, they may regret.
并且是咬牙切齿的懊悔。
And they regret with the gnashing of their teeth.
过去这些年我常常问弟兄姊妹啊。
So I often ask my sister in these days.
在你的一生的里面你有没有懊悔过啊？
Have you ever been regret for something?
也许我们都做过很多事，哎呀，错过这个机会懊悔，对吧？
So sometimes we regret if we miss some opportunities.
但是我们有过这个咬牙切齿的懊悔吗？
Have we regret to the point that we are gnashing our teeth?
我想我们很少弟兄姊妹会碰见这么样的一种情况，咬牙切齿。
So we never come to this extent that we are so regretful to the extent that we gnash our teeth.
啊，我记得啊，有一个故事。
I remember a story.
讲到1948年的时候。
It's in 1948.
啊，那么那个时候呢，尼托森弟兄正好在香港。
At that time, Brother Nee was in Shanghai. Hong Kong. Sorry.
那么隔一年，我们晓得中国大陆的这个政权就改变。
We know that next year the government changed in mainland China.
在这之前呢
？But before this.
那么那个时候，尼弟兄在中国带领弟兄姊妹们呢，这个交出来那奉献。
So Brother Nee at the time led the movement to give up everything.
好多弟兄姊妹呢，因主的爱，都把自己的身家性命都通通奉献主。
So many brothers and sisters. They gave up all their possessions to the Lord.
但有的人当然了，很舍不得啊，哎呀，舍不得这些东西啊，那不肯奉献。
But others, they not willing to give up all this what they have.
有一个姊妹
this was a sister.
她有800亩地
she had 800 acres of land.
哇。你知道这个八百亩地，这是很大的一片地啊，对不对
？So the land was huge.
就看到很多弟兄姊妹奉献呢，他就舍不得。
She saw brothers and sisters give up everything they had, so but he was not willing to give up her land.
但是1949年以后啊
，But after 1949,
哇，这个地啊，就不是他的福气了。
Owning a land was not a blessing anymore.
他变地主了。
She became a landlord.
所以呢，他怕得不得了，把那个地丢了，就逃跑到香港。
So she was so afraid, she just gave up the land and fled to Hong Kong.
啊，那是1950左右，尼弟兄都还在香港。
At the time it was 1950 and Brother Nee was still staying in Hong Kong.
他碰见尼弟兄他就放声大哭。
When she met Brother Nee, she cried bitterly.
他就是我得罪主。
She says, I sinned against God.
他说我这个应当把这个地献出来的。
I should have gave up this land to the Lord.
如果当初把这个地献出来的话呢，至少对主的福音工作有帮助。
Had I donated this land, Lord can use it for the work of gospel.
现在我什么都没有了。
Now I have nothing. I have nothing.
看她懊悔的不得了的懊悔。
So she regretted much.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想到那个时候，恐怕也还没到咬牙切齿的这么一个情况啊。
Even at this moment, she was not at the point of gnashing her teeth yet.
我们作为神的儿女，求主让我们不轻看神的话。
So as the children of God, may the Lord have mercy on us, so that we will not take lightly the word of God.
圣经明明地告诉我们，主来的日子，有人要咬牙切齿，在黑暗里面懊悔自己。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that when Lord Jesus comes, that some people will regret to the point of gnashing their teeth.
所以我刚刚讲说我很兴奋呢。
That's why I said before, I was very excited. I'm very excited.
如果我今天的兴奋那一天变成咬牙切齿的后悔，那这个真是，不知道怎么说了啊。
But the excitement today that I enjoy turning to the gnashing of teeth at that day,then everything is useless. I will become speechless.
感谢主他没有来。
But then the Lord, he hasn't come yet.
我还有机会。
I still have opportunities.
你也还有机会。
And you have opportunities.
今天晚上我要用主的话相互的提醒。
So tonight I'd like to use God's word to encourage each other.
我们在这不多的时间的里面，
In the very short time that we have,
弟兄姊妹，我们要调整我们自己。
We need to adjust ourselves.
啊，昨天晚上我已经讲了。
Last night I already mentioned this.
今天整个地上的教会充满了危机。
The church on the earth today is full of dangers and crises.
那么这些危机很容易把我们带到偏离的道路上去。
So these crises very easily would lead us in astray.
所以这个时刻不容许我们犯任何的错误的。
So in such a moment, we're not allowed to make any mistake.
愿主给我们有柔软的心。
May the Lord give us a gentle spirit.
愿意降服主的带领。
So we'll submit ourselves to the leading of the Lord.
啊，不要为自己找任何的理由。
So we'll not give ourselves any excuses.
弟兄姊妹们，这些理由将来到主跟前，你可能呢是没有办法站立得住。
So in the when we see the Lord, we'll not be able to excuse ourselves.
你知道，在刚才读的希伯来书十七章十七节那个交账这个字啊。
So the passage we just read about giving the account.
在彼得前书四章五节也出现过一次。
We know that in the First Peter chapter 5 it occurred as well.
这个交账的账这个字啊，在希腊原文是什么？很奇怪，它是个 logos。
The giving account, this word account in Greek original means a logos.
等于说，你要 give a word， 你要给一句话。
It means giving a word.
那意思也就是说呢，将来到审判台前说交账什么意思？你给个理由，你什么理由？你为什么这样
？So what does that mean by giving account when we see the Lord is that you have to giving an excuse, giving a reason.
所以我刚刚讲，你不要为今天这个光景呢找很多的理由了，那么来填补它，这个是不上算的。
So, we should not use all kinds of excuses today. To examine us.
那么到那一天的时候，主说你要给我一个理由。
But on that day, God will ask us to give him a reason.
啊，那个是算账。
That's
交账。
That's the time of reckoning.
So
you have to give an account.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
所以弟兄姊妹们，
末后的时代是个危险的时代。
So the end time is a dangerous time.
但是呢，也是透过这段危险的时代，你会看见一个极大荣耀的一个时代。
But through this danger that we can see the great error.
但是我们今天能安然地度过这个危险的时代吗？
But can we travel through or navigate through this crisis peacefully?
并且呢，是按照主的心意，完全符合于主的心意度过这个时代。
But can we navigate through this time according to God's will?
我再跟弟兄姊妹说，这个时间很短。
So I want to mention again that it is a very short time.
其实呢，这个代价是每个人都能付得上去的。
So everybody can actually make such a sacrifice.
你是可以做的。
You can do it.
如果你可以做，你而不做，你不懊悔吗？
So if things that you can do but you don't do it, then you will regret.
难道我们还很愚昧的持守我们过去所自以为是的观念吗？
Are we so foolish that we still hold on to the things that we know is a mistake?
我觉得在很多事上我们人是要讲理由的。
I know that we like to give a lot of reasons for many things.
但是最好在神的事上我们不要讲理由。
But it's better not to have any excuses on the matters of God.
能够顺服主的带领。
So that we can submit ourselves to the leading of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们，
So the author of the Hebrew tells us this.
你首先你要留意看那些从前教导我们的那些人，他们的结局是如何。
He says, remember that observe those who led us, who spoke the word of God to us, consider the result of their conduct.
圣经已经记载了很多人，我们看见他们的结局，对不对？
But God told us already the result or end of many people.
无论新约旧约，很多人物的结局都记载在那。
Whether in the Old Testament and New Testament, you can see the ends of many lives of these people.
我觉得神实在是怜悯我们了。
I really think that the Lord is extremely merciful to us.
圣经里面有几千个人物啊。
In the Bible, there are thousands of people.
这么多的人物，每个人的故事，神都把它详详记载，最后他的结局如何，都写在那里，对不对？
And God recorded the ends of all these people in the Bible for us.
我们也常常读这些话语。
And we also often read these passages.
你想想看，如果我们到了主的跟前，我们还是没有因着这些受警惕，你不是懊悔吗？
But one day if we see the Lord come to the Lord and but we are not warned through these passages, messages.
我们不能只把这些当作故事来听啊。
So we cannot regard these passages as just story.
神写这些是要警戒我们的。
God has them written in order to warn us.
留意看他们为人的结局。
So he asks us to consider the result of their conduct.
要效仿那些好的结局。
And God asks us to imitate the good result that they have.
这是神的恩典。
So this is the grace of God.
神的怜悯。
This is through the grace of the mercy of the Lord.
但是神还有更大的怜悯。
Now God will show us greater mercy.
传道书第七章第八节的话。
The Ecclesiastic chapter 7 tells us.
告诉我们事情的终局，事情的结局强如事情的起头。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
当然这个话我们很懂，就是说你不是光开头好结尾不好，那很糟糕。
It says if we have we begin well but we end very badly, then it is tragic.
如果开头不太好，结果结局之好，哇，那真是好。
But if we do not have the good beginning but it ends very well, then it is blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们还有不多的时候。
The dear brothers and sisters, the time is short.
这是一个机会。
And it is an opportunity for us.
我们可以调整我们的自己。
We can adjust ourselves.
也许过去的日子，我们对属灵事情呢比较马虎，比较不在意。
Maybe in the past we are not serious about spiritual matter.
或者我们对走主的道路，哎，我们并不太在意。
Or we don't care about walking on the path of the Lord.
那么现在就怎么是我们的机会
？But today. That is our opportunity.
啊，主还许可我们在这里做修正的工作。
God allow us to amend our ways.
我们一定要让我们一生的结局好。
We have to make sure that we end well.
今天晚上，我要鼓励自己，弟兄姊妹，你要鼓励你自己。
So tonight I encourage myself.And you also do the same. Encourage yourself.
我们最好从现在开始起，每次见面彼此都鼓励，结局要好。
So I hope that now from now on, every time we see each other, we'll say, "Let's end well."
不要光说弟兄你好吗？你结局要好。
Don't just say how are you. You will say how well you will end.
弟兄姊妹要彼此提醒。
So we need to remind each other.
因为主还给我们有这个机会。
Because the Lord gave us still opportunity.
这真是何等大的一个怜悯啊。
This is a great mercy of the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们一定要听主的话。
So we must submit to the word of God.
哎呀，我这几十年呢，我就发觉啊，现在神的百姓中，在地上这个基督教里面。太多的人呢，为自己今天所做的一些事找理由。
I see in the Church of God that many people find excuse for themselves.
当然了，这个会找理由啊，是我们那个堕落的天性。
Of course, in a fallen nature, it's easy for us to find excuses.
我也有时候犯这个错误的。
So I also made such a mistake.
但是我们要知道。
But we have to understand.
如果你找这些编撰的理由为你自己今天所做的事情做解释，你能拿这个东西去见主吗？我要问这件事情，对吧
？Even you find an excuse for what you're doing now, but can you bring that to the Lord?
有一天到主面前说，主说你给我个理由。
One day the Lord will say to you, "Give me a reason."
哇，那我们恐怕就说不出来了。
We're going to become speechless.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
所以在圣经里面呢，有很多的经文提到将来末世的光景。
So in the Bible, there are many passages tell us about the end.
连主耶稣自己在世上的时候，他都把末世的光景很清楚告诉我们。
While our Lord was on the earth, He told us also clearly what would happen in the end.
所以呢，如果我们今天不能照着主的话去做
，So today if we cannot walk according to God's word，
那么你想想看，你将来到主面前，你不懊悔还有什么呢
？So except the only way, only thing left for you is to regret before the Lord。
所以愿主祝福我们，希望每个弟兄姊妹最后的结局都是好的。
So may the Lord have mercy on us, so that we all end well.
啊，这个我们特别需要主给我们有够多的恩典。
So we need to receive from the Lord enough grace on this matter.
那么我们晓得马太福音二十五章。
We know that Matthew 25
是主特别讲到末后时代的一个光景。
In this chapter that Lord specifically mentioned what will happen in the end.
从14章开始14节开始他讲的那个比喻。
Starting from verse 14, he gave us parables.
特别是关乎到末了的时代主回来的时候所要做的最后的一个审判。
Especially he mentioned about when he comes in the end, the judgment that follows.
那么那是一个结局的一个判定。
So that's the judgment at the end.
我们都知道那里有一句很简单的话。
We know this is a very simple phrase.
主说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Lord says, good, you are faithful and good slave.
我想历世历代所有读圣经的人呢。
So, throughout the centuries, those who really studied the word of God,
都知道这一句话的宝贵
or understand the importance of this phrase
也知道这句话的严肃性
and also understand the severity behind this phrase
所以主已经讲将来主回来的时候呢主不需要讲很多话
So when Lord Jesus comes he didn't have to say much
主如果能对你说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人
As long as he says well done Good and faithful slave to you.
弟兄姊妹，那一天你就可以高喊哈利路亚。
And that moment you can cry out hallelujah.
你今天喊哈利路亚太早了一点。
So today is too early for us to cry out hallelujah.
到那一天你真的可以喊哈利路亚。
But on that day you can really cry out hallelujah.
因为什么？证明你这一生在主跟前，你做的是对的。
It proved that everything you've done on earth. Is right.
你的侍奉通过了主的审判。
Your service passed through his judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么多么重要的一件事情。
So important is the matter.
在这个比喻里面呢
In this parable,
首先让我们看见什么是侍奉啊。
Let's first, think about what service is.
什么叫做神的工啊?
What do you mean by to work for the Lord?
我想今天呢，如果把这个问题留给你，
If we leave you this question,
今天
to you,
我们想在基督教里面关于这个事上的问题恐怕是很多很多。
So many people may raise many questions regarding this.
什么叫侍奉神啊?
What is the service of the Lord?
什么叫做主的工啊?
What do you mean by working for the Lord?
这个比喻很清楚告诉我们。
So this parable is very clearly taught us.
侍奉做主的工。
Serving the Lord, working for the Lord.
就是经营神家的产业。
It is to manage God's possessions.
他很清楚告诉我们这个王把他的产业托付给我们。
But he, because it is very clearly taught us in this parable that the master gave us his possession to us.
所以真正的侍奉是要做主所要我们做的事情。
So true service is to do what Lord asks us to do.
而今天呢，我们所做的工是神的产业。
So today the work we do is the possession of the Lord.
就我常常有时候提醒我自己，提醒一些侍奉主的人，我必须搞清楚。
So I always remind myself and remind those who serve the Lord.
我们知道教会是主的。
We know that church is God's, Lord.
羊群是主的。
The sheep, is Lord's.
工作是主的。
The work belongs to the Lord.
我们呢，很奇妙奇怪的，不是奇妙，很奇怪的，做这工作好像变成我的了。
It's very strange, that as we serve the Lord, the work become ours.
变成我们的教会。
It become our church.
就是我们没有教会，教会是主的。
Dear brother and sister, we don't have church. Church belongs to the Lord.
所以有的时候，哎，走了一个弟兄，走了一个姊妹，哎呀，我们说人家偷我们的羊了，嗯，谁偷你的羊了？
Sometimes we see a brother or sister leave the church. We say, oh, somebody else stole them from us.
那个羊是你的吗？
Is that sheep yours?
弟兄姊妹们，那是主的羊。
They belong to the Lord. They are Lord's sheep.
所以我这些年服侍主，常常有时候我们弟兄姊妹也是进进出出很多。
So through all these years, I serve the Lord. You know, brothers and sisters come and go.
有的人到我们中间来了，过一阵他觉得不适应，他又走了。
Some people come to our midst and then they don't feel comfortable and they left.
我们中间弟兄姊妹跟其他团体弟兄姊妹差不多啊。都喜欢人来，不喜欢人走，对不对
？So all of us like the rest of others, we welcome people to come to us, but we really hate to see them leave.
所以有的人走了，他们就很忧心啊，很难过啊，这样啊。
So when some people leave us, we feel very grieved.
那我们那里是有些弟兄姊妹就走了。
So in our midst as well, we see some people, some brothers and sisters left us.
当然，我在主面前感觉啊，有点亏欠，说主啊。因为我那个不能服侍这些羊，所以呢，他要到别的地方去吃草去了。
My sentiment is that Lord, because I cannot feed them, that's why they leave us.
但是有些人，你看我里面觉得很惋惜。
But some other branches leave us. I feel like sorry for them.
因为他是不懂得这条路。
Because they couldn't understand this way of the Lord.
我也不说今天我们的路就绝对对了。
I'm not saying that the way we follow is absolutely right.
但是我要说基本上的态度是这羊都是主的。
Because my fundamental attitude is that all the sheep belong to the Lord.
我举个实际例子吧，有一次我们一个姊妹她当然在我们聚会中间她不满意，她就跑到别人聚会里去了。
So let me give you a real example. A sister among us who is not pleased with us, so she went to another church.
她呢，有心呢，想要刺激我一下。
So she liked to irritate me.
所以她就打个电话给我。
So she gave me a call.
她说：“孙弟兄啊，我现在在这里非常快乐。
”She says, "Brother Son, now I'm at this new church. I was so happy. I'm so happy."
要叫我以前呢，不认识主的工作的，我就是，哎呀，你怎么跑的？会责备他，对吧
？Yeah, when I was younger, I would say, why you leave us? Why that? But
没有，我觉得这是主的羊嘛，哈。
But at the time, I thought, she's a God's sheep.
所以我就给他祝福。
So I bless her.
我说感谢主，你在那里快乐，你要一直快乐下去哈。
I said, thank the Lord, you're so happy there, so you have to remain happy there all the time.
你在哪里好好的爱主。
So over there, you need to love the Lord.
好好的服侍。
You need to serve the Lord well.
他一听我这么讲，他也不讲话了。
About hearing what I said, she just remained silent.
我们不需要接受这种刺激，对不对？
Because you will not irritate me.
因为主的工作非常大。
Because the Lord's work is so great.
那么，所以弟兄姊妹们，根本上我们要知道，教会是他的。
So fundamentally, we need to understand, church belongs to the Lord.
工作是他的。
The work belongs to the Lord.
羊群是他的。
The sheep belong to the Lord.
我们今天在地上，在主的工作上，只不过在操练，在学习服事而已。
So the service we conducted on earth is just a training for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天神把他的产业托付给我们。
Today, the Lord entrusted His possession to us.
我们一定要知道如何在这个光景中来服侍我们的主。
So we know that how to serve the Lord in such understanding.
我们也晓得我们的神是做工的神。
We know that our Lord is the Lord who works.
我们也很清楚他的工作一定要借着人来跟他一同完成。
And also we understand that God's word have to be fulfilled through man.
那么他要我们在他手中成为合用的器皿。
So God wants to become useful vessel in his hand.
什么时候主把这个器皿拿起来可以用他就做工了。
Whenever he found a vessel he can use, then Lord's work starts.
他如果在地上找来找去啊还没有找到什么合用的器皿呢神就不做工。
If he cannot find a vessel useful for him, then he will not work.
这是整个圣经旧约新约所有的原则。
So we can see such a principle both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
我们都知道有这时候主得着了一个人哇主就做大功了。
So we can see that once the Lord found a vessel on earth, then Lord's great work started.
我们晓得只要神一做工啊就无人能够抵挡的。
Once the Lord starts to work, no one can stop him.
所以今天呢我们在主面前应该有一个好的态度。
So today we need to have this such a healthy attitude.
我们对主说主啊我是你的器皿。
We can say to the Lord, Lord, I'm your vessel.
我希望在你手中呢成为合用的器皿。
I hope that I can be a useful vessel in your hand.
所以我们要寻求我们如何能在主的手中让神来用。
So that we have to pursue that how can we become the useful vessel in his hand.
更简单的说在侍奉上呢我们所求的是如何能够把神的工作引进来。
Or that what we pursue after is that how we can allow God's work.
所以历史上这些人都是这样的，神在他们身上做到最后怎么样？他们成了合用的器皿，神就开始动工了。
Yeah, so Lord will work in a vessel until the point God can use that vessel, in His hand.
这意思说什么呢
？So what does that mean?
你不是要寻求你怎样为主做工，不是的。
So you're not pursue how you can serve the Lord.
你要寻求怎样？让主出来做工，这个才是好的。
You have to pursue that. How can we let God work through us?
哇，弟兄姊妹们，这个何等的重要啊
！So it is very important distinction.
我们的神不需要我们帮助他的。
You know, our Lord does not need our help.
哎呀，我们人呢就像小孩子一样的。
So the man is like a children.
哎，我们都喜欢呢，这个帮助神，对不对啊
？We all like to help God.
啊，你看现在呢，我很聪明，我书也读得很好，现在工作做得不错，很有才干。那么我就来服侍主，我要帮助神。
So now today I'm become very smart and I'm very capable. So I want to help God.
我很喜欢呢，江弟兄讲的一个小小的一个例子。
I really like the Brother Kong the example that he used.
他说有一天有一个爸爸要抬一个桌子。
One day a father need to carry a table.
很小的小孩。
And he has a very young boy.
一听说爸爸要抬桌子，他说爸爸，我来帮助你。
So the young boy wants to help his father to carry that.
爸爸说好，你来帮助吧。
The father said, "Yeah, you can help me out."
结果呢，这个爸爸呢，把桌子抬起来，连小孩一起抬走了。
The father, when he carried this table, he carried together, with the table, the boy as well.
你知道吗？今天我们的侍奉就是这样的。
See, today's service to the Lord is like this.
我们能为神做什么呢
？What can we help God?
因为我们人是看人的。
Because we are, All looking at
你没有看神，你不知道神有多伟大，对不对啊
？We cannot see God. If we see God, we see the how great God is.
整个地球在神眼中来看，也是像粒沙差不多。
So whole earth in His eyes is like a speck of dust.
所以我们不能为他做什么。
So we can really do anything for him.
不需要我们帮助。
He does not need our help.
有时候我们很愚昧啊。
Sometimes we are very foolish.
哎呀，我们觉得现在我们很老练，我们训练一些人给神用。
So we think we are very experienced. We said we're going to train other people to help God.
神说，你训练的人我不能用。
God says, the one you helped, you train, I cannot use them.
今天，所以今天你看地上很多学校，这个学校那个学校，训练班一大堆。
So today you can see that many schools on earth
都是好心，对不对？想帮助神。
All out of good intention to help God.
但是基本上我们要知道，我们不需要这个帮助神。
But fundamentally, we have to understand we don't need to help God.
我们需要的是什么呢？能引进神的工作。
What we need is that to let God's work to work through us.
所以求主叫我们不要做那个愚昧的事情啊。
So let's not be foolish.
所以今天呢，我们必须要接受圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So we have to accept today the work of Holy Spirit in us.
那把我们做成什么呢？做成神合用的器皿。
So he can mold us into the useful vessel in God's hand.
那么神就可以在这里做工。
Then God can work through us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上
So in the matter of service,
我们必须明白我们是经营神所经营的。
So we have to manage what God wants us to manage.
神把产业托付给我们。
God entrusted his possession to us.
或者我用一个再一个更好的一个说法啊。
Let me use a better illustration.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们都是做祭司的。
Bible tells us that we are all priests.
我们做谁的祭司啊？
Whose priests are we?
啊，弟兄姊妹知道我们做谁的祭司啊？
Whose priests are we? Do you know?
我们是做天父的祭司。
We are the priests of the Heavenly Father.
所以另外一个很美的思想就是。我们服侍，其实我们是服侍父亲呐。
You see that this one beautiful thought is that when we serve our own heavenly Father.
哦，我常常看见有很多弟兄姊妹，他们服侍他们地上的父母啊，哇，尽心竭力呀。
So I see some of my brothers and sisters when they serve their parents, they use all their what they have.
尽他们所能的，并且非常细心。
They are very careful and they give.Oh, dear God.
我们对天上的父亲也是这样。
We should have the same attitude toward Heavenly Father.
所以侍奉是神的儿女来服侍父亲。
So service is that children serve the parents.
所以我们的天父产业非常的丰富。
We know that our Heavenly Father has a great possession.
我们与我们的父亲一同经营他的家产。
So we manage our Father's possession together with Him.
其实啊，你谈到侍奉的时候，像这些意念，这圣经都有的。
See, when we think about service, all these thoughts, ideas, actually, you can find in the Bible.
如果我们能够有圣经做这种的意念
，So if we have this idea that according to the Bible,
侍奉的就不是弄成所谓什么基督教的事工啊，那个什么什么这些那些，不是。
So you will not fall into the works of today's Christianity.
我们在做家事。
Actually, we are doing the chores in the family.
这是我们家里的事情。
These matters are actually regarding the household.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们开头需要把这个观念、这意念，那么把它这个弄清楚。
So we have to understand it's a very fundamental concept of service.
那我们现在回到马太福音第二十五章。
So let's go back to this chapter 25 of Matthew.
这里讲到我们侍奉最后的终局的时候，主有一个判定。
So this tells about the very end of our service, the Lord gives us judgment.
当然，在地上的侍奉上。主也根据他给我们个人不同的恩赐，他把他的家业托付给我们。
So based on our ability that the Lord entrusted his position to us.
啊，有的人五千，有两千，有的一千。
Some may have five, some may have two.
这是神把他家业托付给我们，根据我们的恩赐。
So this is the way God entrusted his position to us, based on our ability and the gift.
你仔细读那段话，你就知道，我就是五千，那个也不多的。
See, if you read God's word carefully, even the one who receives five talents is not much.
因为主说嘛，这是小事，你在小事上忠心，对不对
？Because later, Lord Jesus says, "You're faithful in a small matter, in a few things."
对我们来讲，哇，五千是个大恩赐。
To us, five talents, or a huge amount.
其实这对神来讲是小事。
But in God's eyes, it's just a few things. It's a small thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们不要管，先不要管这些。
Today, let's lay this aside.
我们要管的是主托付给我们的，我们能不能按照主所给我们今天的度量，那么来服侍他。
So let's focus on that. How can we be faithful to the things that God entrusts to us?
如果这样。
If we, in doing so,
有一天来到主跟前。
One day we'll come before the Lord.
主那说好，这又良善又忠心的仆人。
The Lord will say, "Well done, the good and faithful servant."
这句话非常重要。
So this is a very important phrase.
主说好，你看英文那个字很好，叫做 "Well done"， 对不对？
So Lord Jesus, God says, "Well done." In English translation, it's very good. It says, "Well done."
我们知道这个 "Well done" 这个字在美国很普遍，家里面很普遍。
So it is a common phrase in English.
啊，有时候我看那个我们那个小孙子大吃一口饭，那个妈妈就说 "Well done."
Sometimes I see my little grandchild swallow big gulp of food, and his mother will say, "Well done."
画了一个什么小画子 ，"Well done." 这个字用的很多、啊。
Or if he drew some pictures, and then he would receive this "Well done" as a reward.
但是如果这句话是从主口中出来，那就不得了了。
But if this phrase "Well done" comes from the mouth of the Lord, it is big deal.
所以有一天我们如果来到主面前，主说 "Well done"， 哇，哎呀，那你欢喜吧，你真的要欢喜。
If one day we go to the Lord and Lord says "Well done," then that's the reason for rejoice.
证明你这一生在主面前都有价值。
That means that all through your life you live worthy.
你走得对，你做得对。
So you walk right, and everything is done is correct.
啊，希望到那天你我都能听见这个声音啊。
So we hope that one day that we all hear this phrase.
求主给我们里面有这种的爱慕。
May the Lord give us this longing for such things.
我也侍奉主有几十年了。
So I've been serving the Lord for decades.
哎呀，我真正常常真的心里面有个感觉说，哎呀，主啊，让我听见那句话，听见那个字吧。
So I often feel that Lord, please let me hear this phrase.
也许我做的不是很多。
Maybe I didn't work too much.
主也不需要大声说，主要轻轻说我要但我就满意。
So Lord does not have to say loud, "Well done," but if he can whisper, "Well done," it will be enough.
弟兄姊妹，你里面有这样的爱慕吗？
Do you have such a longing in your heart?
希望你有。
I hope that you have.
啊，然后他就说呢，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And then he says, "Good and faithful slave."
我们知道这个有两面，一面良善是指这个人说的。
So it has two sides, the good.Is used for a person.
那个忠心是指主的托付说的。
Faithful is regard to the what is entrusted.
所以可见将来到主跟前去的时候。
So one day we appear before the Lord.
主能说我要但主说好。
So Lord says well done.
一面是你这个人的光景。
And he will, is regard what you are.
另外一面呢是主给你的托付的问题。
On the other side,is that about what he entrusted to you.
所以侍奉主第一方面我们要注意我们这个人的问题。
So in serving the Lord, we have to remember that what kind of person we are.
啊、你看约书亚在他晚年的时候他说了一句很有名的话，对不对？
Joshua, when he was old, he uttered this very famous word.
他说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and for my household, we will serve the Lord.
你知道在这里他讲到了要因为要侍奉主有三件重要的事情。
So he mentioned the three things to serve the Lord.
这句话是约书亚一生经历的那个精华的一句话。
So this, in all he says and done, all through his life, this is a crown jewel of what he is.
一个人如果能得到主的称许，需要注意这三方面。
So if we want to receive the praise from the Lord, then we need to pay attention in these three things.
他就告诉我们，一个人要好好的侍奉主，第一个先把这个我把它弄好它。
So first thing he mentioned that in order to serve the Lord well, we have to deal with ourselves first.
哇，我们都知道我们这个堕落的我是多可怕的东西，多不正常的东西，对不对？
We can see that how terrible we are, in the light of the fallen nature.
那侍奉主，你第一件事，你先把我给他弄对。
So in serving the Lord, first thing is that we have to correct ourselves.
然后呢，我们的家，你也要注意。
Now second thing we need to pay attention in serving the Lord is our own household.
最后他告诉我们，侍奉是侍奉耶和华神。
And the last thing he mentioned is that when we serve the Lord.
不是所谓外面那些事工。
It's not about the external works.
你要侍奉神。
We need to serve the Lord.
简单的来说。
So simply put,
一个侍奉神的人眼中要有神啊。
One who serves the Lord, we have to see the Lord.
我有相当一段时间主也这样教导我。
In the past, the Lord has taught me this.
我每次上讲台讲道的时候啊
，Whenever I step up to the podium to share the message，
我都说主啊，今天让我面对你的宝座来讲道。
So I would say, Lord, today allow me to face your throne to preach。
不是面光面对弟兄姊妹
，It's not just a face brothers and sisters。
你服侍主，你眼中必须有神。
You have to。See the Lord when you serve.
不是工作
well, you, when you see serve the Lord.
不是你在外面的事物
It's not about external things or external works.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们这个人的光景在神跟前是神所第一注重的事情
So who we are, what kind of person we are is the first thing Lord will pay attention to.
很奇妙主把我们的一生呢最后用一个字把它定规了就是用良善
So Lord concludes all our life with one word that is good.
Yeah, 希腊文就是 good, 就是 goodness, good.
it's in the Greek language, it's good.
我们这个字在英文里用的也很多，对吧？
So it's also common word in English as well.
常常有人做些事，我 good, good, good.
Sometimes use this praise others、so、when they do something.
我就如果这个话是从猪口中出来，那就有价值了。
But if this word uttered from the mouth of God, then everything is worth it.
那么，圣经很清楚告诉我们。
So in the Bible, it tells us very clearly.
只有神是良善。
Only God is good.
在马太福音十九章十六节那里很清楚告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 19 verse 16,
主对那个少年的官讲。
So Lord told that young officer,
你为什么说我是善良？为什么称我为善良的夫子呢
？Why do you call me good? Why do you call me a good teacher?
主说只有神是善良的。
Lord says only God is good.
所以呢，现在这一个善良善不是我们天然。本性的一种良善。
So we see this the goodness is not the goodness based on our nature.
这个良善是什么呢？是把神彰显出来。
So in this goodness is that to reveal God Himself.
所以神为什么要把生命给我们呢
？That's the reason why God gave us His own life.
因为神就是要我们有他的性情嘛，对不对
？Because God want us to have His character.
神是善良的神。
God is good God.
他给我们的善良的生命。
They give us a good life.
那么你把这个生命显出来，就是你的善良。
When we review this life, then it is good.
我们知道，大多数的基督徒来讲，都是善良的人。
So most Christians are actually good people.
我常常讲，基督徒呢没有坏人的。
So I often say myself, the Christians are, you cannot find bad people in Christian.
有的时候表现了一点坏，可能是不小心啊。
Occasionally, we will act in the wrong way.
可能他存心也不是要做坏，但是耐不住，结果做了坏事。
But that's not our intention. We just made a mistake.
我们都晓得我们一得救了我们就想要做好人嘛，对不对？
So after we saved, we want to be a good person.
但是我们做不出来。
But we will not be able to carry it out.
那么只有什么神的生命出来的时候那个才是真正的善良。
But it depends on if we allow God's life to reveal through us.
使徒保罗在罗马书三章十二节的话
in Romans chapter 3 verse 12
第三章十二节
chapter 3 verse 12
这句话呢给我们一个提醒
so this is a reminder to us
但是呢 也是一个安慰
but it's also a comfort
那个话什么呢他说没有行善的连一个也没有
he says that no one do good not even one
这意思告诉我们呢我们所做都不是善。
It tells us everything we do is not good.
另外一面呢的确给我们带来安慰哎感谢主了幸好都没有一个有一个的话呢我们也很惭愧。
So, another, what's comforting is that, okay, so it's very fortunate that, that no one actually is good, otherwise, we're in a trouble.
Trouble?OK, trouble 也可以。那么弟兄姊妹们 我们感谢主没有行善连一个也没有这是圣经的话对不对
So he says, there's none who does good, there's not even one.
所以你千万不要感觉说哎我是例外的。没有例外。
Don't see yourself as an exemption.
没有例外的。
There's no exception.
我们必须认清楚我们这个堕落的人在我们里面是一无两善。
So we have to understand that in a fallen nature that no one is good.
只有神是善。
Only God is good.
所以呢感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我们本来里面没有善现在有了。
Originally we don't have good in our nature but now we have it.
有主的生命在你的里面。
Because Lord's life now is in us.
当然在圣经里面也给我们看见啊基督徒怎样表现出来的是善的。
In the Bible also tells us how Christian can reveal this goodness.
我们记得善是没有肉体没有血气的。
So we know that the goodness means there's no flesh.
所有的肉体血气都不善良。
So we know that everything comes from flesh is not good.
所以呢只要我们的肉体受到了这个管制
So as long as our flesh is under control
这个善良才能显得出来
Then we are able to reveal this goodness
弟兄姊妹不要领会错误啊
Please do not misunderstand
善良是不包括罪恶的不包容罪恶的
So goodness does not compromise with the evil
今天呢我们有时候你看人的善良太善良把错误把罪恶都给他包容了对吧
But from a human point of view, sometimes a person is too good and they want to cover up the evil.
所以我们如何把这个善良显出来呢
So how can we reveal this goodness?
要把你的肉体
We have to put
借十字架来对付。
We have to put the cross under the cross.
我们讲过这个肉体就是我们天然的生命。
Because we're saying that the flesh is our natural life.
对也包括我们的智慧我们的经验我们的才干我们的想法通通在里面。
It includes our wisdom, our experience, and our thoughts and idea.
所以我们很清楚看见在主的救恩的里面。
So we can see very clearly in salvation of the Lord.
一直要救我们脱离自己的肉体。
He wants continually to deliver us from our flesh.
因为要让神的善被显明出来。
So that God's goodness can be revealed through us.
所以在罗马书里面保罗对这件事讲得非常的详尽。
So in Rome, Paul, in the book of Romans, Paul tells us this point very clearly.
因为最近啊我们一次特会啊
Recently, in our retreat,
我们讲到如何能致使我们的肉体磨成神死的形状，猪死的形状。
So we share about how can we put to death our flesh and be conformed to his death.
那里我提到有两节圣经。
So in that meeting, I mentioned these two verses.
是我们基督徒啊，需要牢牢记住的。
All Christians need to remember this very clearly.
一个就是罗马书第六章第六节。
One is at Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
另外一个呢，就是罗马书八章十三节。
The other verse is Romans 8, 13.
关于这两节圣经呢，那个详细的意义，我想我在这里没有时间能够把它详细的说明。
I don't have time to really explain in depth the meaning behind these two verses.
但是我仍旧愿用简单的话把这两节圣经和弟兄姊妹们做一点解释。
I want to just explain in a very simple way the meaning of these two verses.
罗马书第六章第六节讲到一个事实。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 6, it tells us a fact.
那告诉我们说我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
It tells us that our old self was crucified with him.
这是主在十字架上已经完成的一个事实。
So this is a fact the Lord has accomplished already through the cross.
而罗马书八章十三节呢？
In the Romans 8 verse 13.
是圣灵把这个事实呢，那么运用在我们的生活里。
Is Holy Spirit take this fact and make it practical in our life.
所以我们要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
So that we can by the Spirit, we are putting to death the deeds of the body.
这两节圣经非常的重要。
So these two verses are very, very important.
给你们讲一件很有趣的事啊。
I'll tell you a very funny story.
因为我们那个西岸特会完之后啊。
After the special meetings in the West Coast.
在我们聚会里我们总是找一些人呢，那么上讲台呢回馈一下这些信息。
So, as usual that we will, have someone, share what they learned in that retreat.
Feedback, 就是。
Feedback, give us a feedback.
那么我们有一个弟兄啊，他真是一个很好的弟兄。
So we have very good brother among us.
那个弟兄啊，那么弟兄就说你呀、啊、也分享一点吧。
So he asked another brother, he said, well, why don't you give us feedback as well?
他本来呢生活很平静很喜乐。
So he, originally he's very, lived peacefully and he's very joyful.
这个弟兄啊一把这个负担加给他，哇他连睡觉都睡不着。
So, but once he was asked to give feedback of the retreat, he couldn't sleep well.
那么才隔了一天他就受不了了。
So just last only for one day, he couldn't stand it anymore.
他就打电话给我们那个负责弟兄。
So he called one of our responsible brothers.
哎呀，能不能换一换了？不要我讲了。
So can you change persons change to another person? Give it another person a chance to share.
你还是交通一点嘛。
And this brother said, why don't you just share some of your feedback?
他就从早到晚呢，就在那里准备。
So he spent all day, all night to prepare the feedback.
到了晚上，他又打电话给那个弟兄，不行啊，不行啊，这个受不了了，你们换换人嘛。
The next day, he called his brother again. He said, you have to change to another person to share.
我们这个弟兄也很有趣。
And this responsible brother is very interesting as well.
他说你不要怕，你就读罗马书六章六节。
So, don't worry. Just why don't you read Romans 6 and 6?
读罗马书八章十三节。
Why don't you read Romans chapter 8 verse 13?
那么这个弟兄就意思就很清楚了。
So it's very clear that the intention of this responsible brother.
意思说你要向自己死。
So in other words, this brother telling that brother is that you need to die to yourself.
他跟那个弟兄讲说，他弟兄啊，我死不了。
But he said to this responsible brother, I cannot die.
那几天呢，他们就在那拉拉扯扯的。
So going back and forth these days.
搞到礼拜六晚上，他还在打电话给那个弟兄。弟兄说：“你读罗马书六节八章十三节。”
And when it comes to Saturday, he called him again, and this brother we reply the same thing. Please read Romans 6 and 6 and Romans 8, 13.
感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
他说到那个礼拜六晚上。
At the night of that Saturday.
的确，一下子间经历了基督的死。
All of a sudden, he experienced the death of Christ.
所以那天早晨呢、啊，他在讲台上教宗这个时候啊，全场受感动，我大家都受感动。
So at the next day morning, when he shared the feedback, everyone in the meeting was so touched.
他就经历了哥林多后书三章的话。
So because he experienced what it says in the 1st Corinthians chapter
4, 后书
2nd Corinthians chapter 4.
那么死在我们身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
The death is at work in us, a life is at work in others.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是两节可以经历的言语，你知道吗？
So, these two verses, you can experience these two verses.
我们要脱离我们的肉体，表现神的良善。
We need to be delivered from our flesh in order to reveal God's goodness.
这个是有路的。
So there's a way to do that.
所以今天我们在地上侍奉神。
So today, as we serve on the earth,
我们必须注意我们这个人的光景。
So we have to pay attention to the condition of ourselves.
顺服圣灵的带领。
We have to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让我们自己的肉体败坏能够被见到最小。
So our corrupt nature will be diminished to the minimum.
那天你来到主跟前的时候啊。
On that day when we approach the Lord.
主才说好，你这又良善，你这良善的人。
And Lord Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful servant.
我们知道这个良善是神的表现。
So we know that this goodness is a revelation of God himself.
那么他这个表现在我们的身上显出来的是什么呢？
So as you reveal through us, what is that eventually?
第一个就充满恩典。
So is that first thing is full of grace.
我们知道神把他的儿子舍弃给我们，就是把他当作恩典赐给我们。
So we all know that when God gave up his son for us,It is that he wants to give us his grace.
在以弗所书第一章就告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us
我们的主就是恩典
tells us that our Lord is the grace.
神把主耶稣当作恩典赐给我们，这是他的善良。
So God gave his son our Lord to us as a grace.
所以我们在侍奉上呢，弟兄姊妹们要带进恩典。
So in our service, we need to bring about grace.
今天呢，地上教会呢，有一个错误的一个想法。
So today, the church has this wrong idea.
大家一直以为是用恩赐来建立教会。
We all think that to build up the church, we need the gifts.
不错，恩赐也有它的功用。
Yes, gifts have their function.
但是真正建立教会的是恩典。
But the most important essential elements of building the church is the grace.
所以如果在这里把神的生命显出来，恩典增加了，教会的光景就兴旺。
So when we reveal God's life, then the grace will increase and the church life will be prosperous.
这是非常宝贵的事。
So this is a very important idea.
当然我没有时间详细的说明。
So I don't have time to delve into detail.
你可以去读罗马书第十二章。
But you can read the Romans chapter 12.
最后那一半全部讲恩典。
So in the end, Paul talks about everything about grace.
所以有经验的人就知道了。
So those who are experienced,
恩赐很容易得着的。
It's easy to get gifts.
恩典是年日的累积出来的。
But grace need to be accumulated year by year.
所以一个年长弟兄讲得很好，他这个恩典呢，就好像人家那个以色列的那个女孩子积攒那个膏油一样，香膏一样，一点一点积存。
So some experienced brother tells us that the grace is like a Jewish girl who accumulate the perfume year by year.
因为这个是从你的经历里面，对主的经历里面所产生出来的。
Because grace needs come from experience with the Lord.
所以很多弟兄姊妹，我们看见年轻的时候他靠着恩赐。
So we can see that when we're young, we rely on gifts.
到了年老，你还在靠恩赐，那就很可怜了。
But when you're getting old, you still rely on gift, then you're very miserable.
我记得我很年轻的时候呢，我就有一次呢，我有一个很有名的中国传道人在一个地方讲道。
So one day, there's a very famous preacher from China came and preached.
我跟另外一个弟兄两个一起去的。
So and we went there with another brother.
哦，这个弟兄啊，从前在早期中国大陆时候讲道很轰动的。
So this brother was very famous in mainland China at the time.
有的学校整个学校听课去听他传福音。
When he preached gospel, the whole school will shut down in order to listen to his gospel.
所以我们也是这个久仰他的大名啊，所以去听他讲。
Because we heard about him, so we went there to listen.
哎呀，那天我们真的很难过啊。
But that day we were very sorrowful.
他年纪很大了，身体也不好。
He was very old and he did not have a good health.
他还像年轻时传道一样，在台上还要跳，还要蹦，还要弄，都蹦不起来了。
He still wanted to act like when he was young. He was jumping around on the stage.
哎呀，我跟那个弟兄坐在那，我心里实在是很难过。
We were sitting there. We were very we feel very uncomfortable.
当然了，那个不像从前年轻的时候那么样的这个活跃啊，所以讲道也不怎么吸引人。
So because he's not like when he was young, so his message was not attractive.
最后他呼召的时候啊。
So at the end when he gave an altar call.
呼了半天呢，也没有一个人起来。
No one actually responded to his altar call.
他居然这样说，哎呀，他说。
And he said this.
你们要可怜可怜我，我已经老了。
He said, oh.You need to have a pity on me because I'm old now.
你们总要有几个人站起来吧。
So at least there's you should have a few people standing up.
免得我回家今天晚上睡不着觉。
Otherwise, I would not be able to fall into sleep tonight.
他这么一讲，我看那些福音朋友啊，那也没受感动。
Even after she said this, no one actually was touched.
倒是他们教会里面呢、啊，那个长老执事坐立不安。
But those elders and the church, they didn't feel comfortable.
所以那个长老执事们就爬去拉人。
So those elders stood up and to force people to come forward.
勉强拉了几个人到前面。
In the end, that they forced some people to answer that altar call.
我没有一点意思去嘲笑他。
So I didn't want to
make a
joke on him, but I just feel like very tragic.
那个时候主给我里面很清楚的感觉，你年轻的时候你可以靠恩赐。
So God at the time told me very clearly, when you are young, you can rely on the gift.
但是你年老的时候你必须要恩典丰富。
When you're getting old, when you're old, you have to rely on abundance of the grace of God.
否则这个侍奉是个悲剧。
Otherwise, it is tragedy for you to serve the Lord.
印象非常深刻。
So at night, I got this the very clearly impressed upon me.
那时候我们在路上走的时候，跟另外一个同工就讲。
So as we walk home that night,
我说你看，人家那个斯派克弟兄70多岁，对吧？那么在主面前还能够那样的影响，带领丰富的供应。
You see, the brother Spark, when he was at the 70s, he could still provide.The riches of Christ throughout the different places in the church.
这个是我们的警惕啊，一个警惕。
So I mentioned to him that this is a warning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
所以弟兄姊妹们，
侍奉中要带进恩典。
So in our service, we have to bring in the grace of God.
那个比恩赐更宝贵。
It's more precious than the gift.
那么还有一个点啊，什么？
And another point.
什么叫做善良？
Is what do you mean by good?
就是与人无伤，绝不伤害任何人。
It means that you do not want to hurt another person.
我们可以被别人伤害。
We can be hurt by others.
永远不伤害别人。
But we should never hurt other people.
这是善良。
So this is a good.
像我们的主一样。
This is goodness like the Lord.
只有人伤害他，他从来不伤害任何人。
Because the Lord allow others to hurt him, but he himself never hurt others.
我们再把它引用到实际的侍奉上。
So let's use it to put into practical light.
侍奉只解决麻烦，不制造麻烦。
So in service, we solve the problem, but we never create problems.
今天呢，我们实在很惭愧。
So today it's very shameful for us.
甚至连很多侍奉主的人都是 troublemaker。
A lot of those who even serve the Lord are the troublemakers.
你知道今天教会很多的难处都是有服侍的人制造出来的。
Today, many troubles in the church are created by those who serve the Lord.
所以主为什么用这句话那么来提醒我们要善良？
So that's the reason why God wants to use this phrase to warn us to be good.
保罗在这个哥林多后书第六章里面告诉我们
In the second Corinthians chapter 6 tells us
他说我们这个做执事的人我们可以被人毁谤
He said those of us who are ministers of God we can be hurt or misunderstood by others
绝不让主的托付被人毁谤
But we should not let the truth of God be misunderstood.
这就是善良。
This is good.
所以求主让我们能够明白这些。
So may the Lord open our eyes so we can understand these points.
所以在最后那个判决里面，主第一个所注重是我们这个人。
So in the last judgment, the first thing God does is to pay attention to ourselves.
然后是忠心
Then faithfulness
我想为了时间缘故我只简单的说一下就可以
So I just want to make it very simple
我们刚刚讲到这个忠心呢是指着神的托付说的
So we just mentioned that being faithful is regard to what God has entrusted to us
那弟兄姊妹我们知道神把什么东西托付给我们了吗
So dear brothers Sister, do you know that what God has entrusted to us?
刚才我们也讲好像神把这个产业托付给我们，当然这是一个说法。
So we just mentioned before is that God entrusted His position to us. It's just a saying.
其实实际上有三样东西啊，是神托付给我们的。
So actually, that God gave us three things in our trust.
第一个，主把他的名托付给我们。
He entrusted us His name.
在旧约时代中，当神把耶和华的名托付给以色列百姓的时候，这是大事情。
So in Old Testament, it was a tremendous matter when God gave His man His name, entrust His name to Israel.
所以以色列人背负神的名。
So Israel carried God's name.
你必须向这个名忠心。
So you have to be faithful to that name.
你不可以让这个名受羞辱。
You cannot allow others to feel ashamed of this name.
那么到了新约时代中，我们晓得第二件重要的事情。
So in the New Testament, we see the second important thing.
神把他自己托付给我们。
That God entrusts us Himself to us.
所以这是很重要的。
This is very important.
所以我们今天不仅要认识他的名，我们要认识他的自己。
Not only we need to know His name, but also know Him.
还有第三件事情
And the third thing that he entrusted us
神把他的旨意托付给我们
He entrusted us his will
所以作为一个基督徒我们必须明白神让我能尽我自己的本分服侍你
So even today I have this attitude Lord please allow me to do my best to serve you
我们不要去管别人
We don't have to worry about others
我们的麻烦就太喜欢管别人
The trouble that we encounter often is because we are worried about others too much.
啊，我们跟彼得一样。
We like Peter.
啊，彼得正跟主讲话，讲话的时候看到约翰在旁边，他说：“这人将来如何？主说关你什么事？”
It's like Peter. Peter, you know, he was talking with the Lord, and then he looked upon John. He says, "What would happen to this person?" And Lord says, "None of your business."
你知道我们这些人呢、啊？管自己的管不好，老喜欢管别人。这个
，You see, people often love to meddle around others' affair.
所以我这些年呢，感谢主，你不管这些外面事情，你少受刺激，对不对
？So you'll be less irritated if you keep things yourself.
啊，人家传福音怎样，人家开特别聚会怎样，嗯，那个没有关系，不关我的事。
So whether other people doing that, doing this, it's actually none of our business.
我只要尽我的本分就好。
As long as I do my best.
弟兄姊妹，你如果懂得这个道理，你在主面前的侍奉你就安息了，你知道吧？
So if you understand this important part, then you have rest in the Lord.
我们一点都不需要受刺激。
You'll not be irritated.
我们要问一问，看一看我们自己有没有尽本分。
So you have to see yourself if you do.
你这五千又赚了五千了吗？两千又赚了两千吗？
If you have five talent, have you earned five talent? If you have two, then have you earned another two?
还是你只有一千，你把它埋起来了？
Or you have one talent, you buried it.
整天就管别人，你这一千埋在那里。
And then you start to meddle others' business.
所以他这个意思就告诉我们，你要尽你自己的本分。
So here it tells us, do our best, fulfill our
最好是不受环境的影响。
So we're not affected by what happens around us.
不因环境改变而改变。
So even though things around us change, we don't change.
我这几十年过来，我看得很清楚的一件事情呢。
Through all these decades of service, I can see this one point very
clearly. 很多人呢，不顾自己的本分服侍主。
Many people, they didn't do their best to serve the Lord.
整天东管这个西管那个，结果最后都改变。
They like to meddle others' affairs, and they like to pay attention to what others are doing.
所以如果你是个忠心的人，
But if you are a faithful servant,
你就尽主给你托付，好好的服侍主。
We need to do our best for what God entrusted us.
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
他是忠心的最大的榜样。
He's the best example of the one who is faithful.
So we need
to follow him.
啊，所以今天呢，如果我们能这样忠心的跟随主，
So today if we can follow the Lord with such faithfulness,
啊，那么将来到主跟前说，主说好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So one day when we see the Lord, Lord will say, "Well done." Good and faithful slave.
关于这个忠心呢，我再提一点啊。
So I want to bring about another point regarding faithfulness.
就是我们今天要有意向，明白神的旨意。
So we need to have a vision to understand God's will.
但是我们还需要一个能够承接这个意向的性格。
But also we need to receive this character that can carry through this vision.
所以一个侍奉主的人，你要注意你自己性格上的改变。
So we need to pay attention to our character and development our character.
荣让十字架的工作做工在我们身上，把基督的性格组织在我们身上。
So allow the work of the cross working in us so that we can have developed the character of the Lord in us.
这样我们才能够承接得了神给我们的托付。
So that we can carry on this entrustment that God gave us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear bond sisters,
马太福音第25章的这个比喻，
The parable in this Matthew 25,
讲到将来的结局，
tells us about the end in the future.
讲到最后神的判决，
It tells about the last judgment.
所以我们何等需要主给我们有够用的恩典。
So we really need theThe sufficient grace of the Lord.
在不多的日子里面，我们可能就要来到基督的台前了。
Well, very shortly, we will appear before the judgment seat of the Lord.
我们要记得。
We need to remember.
这个时候是交账的时候。
This is time to give an account.
这个时候是神给我们算账的时候。
This is a God settle account with us.
这也是显明我们一生结局的一个时候。
It is to review what kind of end we will have.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主啊。
So dear bond says we need to thank the Lord. Today he still tarries.
今天晚上他还没有来。
Tonight he hasn't come yet.
至少我们有个机会。
So at least we have this little opportunity.
求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们能够柔软在主的手中。
So we can be gentle before the Lord.
能够听他的话。
So we can submit ourselves to him.
绝不落在任何的错误的情况里面。
So that we can avoid going astray.
而能够忠心的按照主所启示我们的跟随他往前。
So we can be faithful to what he revealed to us.
愿主的恩典保守我们每一个亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
So may the grace of the Lord keep every one of us here.
交账的那一天是欢欢喜喜的。
So in the day of reckoning, that everybody will be joyful.
在这个结局是得着主的称赞的。
In the end, they will want to receive the praise from the Lord.
我们要再说，这个时间非常非常紧迫。
So once again, we want to mention that the time is very, very short.
耶稣照他的话怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us according to His own word.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
So let's bow and have a word of prayer again.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
这两个晚上，你给我们有机会一同聚在你的跟前。
So we can gather before you in this tonight.
我们知道你在我们中间。
We know that you are in our midst.
我们也知道你用怜悯的眼睛看着我们。
We also know that you watch over us through your mercy.
主啊。我们要求你借着你的灵
through your spirit
把你自己的话种在我们的心里
may you implant your word in us
时候这么紧迫
or time is such short
你知道我们是软弱的
you know that we are weak
我们不能救自己
we cannot deliver ourselves
只有你能救我们
only you can save us
主啊求你用大能的手握住我们
May you keep us in your hand, my almighty
hand. 绝不容许我们掉在任何的错误里面。
So that we will not fall into any errors.
若是今天我们的光景有了偏差。
In case that some of us, we are in the wrong condition.
我们求你光照我们。
May you enlighten us.
给我们有回转的力量。
So we can have the strength and power to repent.
主啊，我们愿意绝对的顺服你。
Or we want to submit to you absolutely.
好叫我们能够回到正路上
so that we can be turned to the right path
在你所喜悦的光景中
so in the matter that pleases you
能够奔到路中
so we can run the race until the end
感谢你还把机会留给我们
thank you for still giving us this opportunity
但愿我们的结局的光景是美好的
may we all end well
主啊，我们只有祷告，仰望你的怜悯。
So through the prayer, we look up to your mercy.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
We like to commend ourselves in your hand.
我们愿意把聚会交在你的手中。
So we like to commend this meeting in your hand.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us.
我们最后把敬拜归给你。
We want to worship you in the end.
我们将祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
把这三样东西托付给我们。
So being Christian, we have to know that God entrusted us these three things.
这三样事都是要求忠心的。
So all these require faithfulness.